If you haven't watched the newest episode of Slasion Royale, just go watch it. But oh my gosh, it's like, I've never been more proud of being like Filipino than I am watching this show. They just did the girl group challenge this week, and it was the 6 international queens versus 5 Filipinos, because Kiana was really messy and just made her team the 5 Filipinos. And honestly, any of the 5 could have been in the top. For me, I think the top was like Venus, Kiana, and maybe Bernie. I love Arizona. Arizona's still my like winner pick, but they all were incredible. And I think it just also goes to show what happens when you're Asian, but like you are just in your home country, just like getting to be your true whole self. Like we're really seeing all 7 of these international queens like really having to struggle with being Asian and being nationally where they're from. And so there is this like defensiveness, uncertainty, less polish, because they don't have like a deep connection to community, and like they all had to like do it on their own kind of thing. Like the runways, it was just so stark. There's, besides Suki Doll's incredible, but like those Filipino runways, it was art. It was an art exhibit. Like I would love to go to an art exhibit and like see all of their looks. And then the lip sync, like I don't think that we've ever seen just any Asian international queens truly embody the way that these Filipino queens can embody. Like, yes, we have Juju, we have Manila, we have, you know, Raja, like, but there is something about, like, this is like spiritual woo, but there's something about a people who are on their home soil, who were grown in the sunlight that is supposed to feed their bodies. It was just so, like, out of this world, like, and to see them play all these, like, traditional Filipino games, and when they were recording the song, like, just having so much fun, and, like, the fact that like none of the international queens have ever like, you know, been in a studio before, all these Filipino girls, it's like an old hat, it's old hat for them. Like it really does kind of infuriate in the end, where it's just like, oh, colonialism and imperialism like really like did a number on like being Asian around the world. Like where would the Philippines be if all the resources weren't taken by Spain and America? The fact that this is like the Philippines on like post-reconstruction level, it does just feel like it's 2 different shows. It's like international queens just trying to like survive and like understand themselves on this like fast track. And it's like half of a Filipino all-star season. Because I don't think any of like the Filipino girls are like intimidated or nervous at all like in this situation. But because it's like all-stars 2 rules, like the international queens do have to just try and like scrap a win and start trying to pick off these Filipino girls if they're gonna survive like at all, because the Filipino girls have like a 5-person, you know, voting block.